In Shoals, Florida, Governor Rick Scott is enthusiastic about a new bill up for his signature, which would require all adult welfare recipients to take a drug test. It costs around $35, and the recipients will be required to foot the bill for it. It sounds like we're going back to the good old Reagan days of welfare queens. Remember them? They're taking vouchers for government cheese and somehow parlaying that into Cadillacs and Courvoisier. Well, Reagan put a stop to that. So drug-addicted welfare recipients are the new target. Seems a little crass to me to make the would-be welfare recipients pay for the test. If they had $30 to spare, they wouldn't be on welfare, would they? The plan is, if the person is clean, the fee will be reimbursed, but still. Oh, and each would-be welfare recipient has to disclose any legal prescriptions. If they fail once, they lose benefits for a year. Fail again, 3 years. Parents who do test positive must designate another adult to accept benefits on behalf of their children. Now, is this the smaller government everybody's talking about, adding nurses and or doctors to the staff of welfare offices, keeping databases on every welfare case to keep track of their clean, and if not, how long? And these adults designated to take the benefits for the children of those who fail the drug test, do they have to be tested too? Now, on a certain level, I can understand all this. We certainly don't want drug addicts on the welfare rolls. Or maybe we do. Better there than flying airplanes, putting out fires, or hosting radio talk shows. Maybe we can beat the war on drugs by making drug addiction mandatory. If we're all addicts, then it's a level playing field, something we all say we want, and we will have achieved another long-time goal, total transparency. We're all on drugs. And you only rob gas stations to support your habit if you don't get the drugs you crave. So instead of tax refunds every year, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, the government could just give us drugs. That way, even if we're sick and broke, we won't care. We're totally high. Is there somebody in the government I could float this idea around? Hopefully, somebody in the government who's on drugs and therefore suffers from impaired judgment. I'll be waiting. I gotta go.